Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning and welcome to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas, and my guest for this segment is Cheryl Keller, 2022 Placer County Association of Realtors Foundation President. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning, Doug. It's an honor to be here with you again. I have been looking forward to our talk this morning.
Well, thank you so much for your time. And in case someone's not familiar, what is the Placer County Association of Realtors?
So we're an association of realtors that is comprised of realtor members and affiliate members, and we provide education and all of the tools that agents and affiliates need to be successful business owners in Placer County and be well educated.
Right. Well, who are some of the members of PCAR?
So we have 4,000 realtor members and about 500 affiliates. We do have some affiliates that belong to other associations as well, but you can see the largest amount of membership are real estate agents.
I forgot to say, full disclosure, when I'm not on the radio, I'm actually a realtor, and I am a proud member of the Placer County Association of Realtors.
Yes, like you and I, realtors are the majority of our association. And you might be surprised to hear that just last month alone, we had 371 new realtors join.
Wow.
And 61 new affiliates.
Man.
Yeah.
We're going to need a bigger conference room.
Yes.
Well, Cheryl, you are here today to represent the PCAR Charitable Foundation. When was the foundation formed, and how have you provided for the community since its inception?
Our foundation was formed in 2011. For the community, we've distributed over $600,000.
Wow.
To different Placer County charities. And I'm really proud of this next statement. Is the last time that our committee got together, we were able to give out 25 scholarships to local high school students.
Nice.
So reading the letters from the young people applying for our scholarships is always one of my favorite parts on the foundation. And as the chair, I wanted to make sure we gave out more. During the pandemic, we had to drop down to about 10.
Yeah.
And so to give out 25 was just a really great moment.
That's great to hear. What's the primary mission of the PCAR Charitable Foundation?
The mission is to support the local Placer County 501c3 charities that provide food, clothing, shelter, mental health services, educational scholarships for Placer County students. Our foundation is a public benefit corporation, so we are a 501c3. All of the events that we do throughout the year as real estate agents and the fundraising, all of that goes into our foundation, and then we take that and distribute the money where it's needed in the community.
And one of the fun things that we get to do again this year, hanging by the pool at Thunder Valley, right?
Yes, that's a YPN event. It's been greatly missed, and we are so excited to have that back. And it is one of our biggest fundraisers. Of course, if we don't raise any funds, then our foundation doesn't have money to give out. So our big events really help.
Right. Give me a little detail on that. What happens at Thunder Valley?
Thunder Valley, we are out by the pool, and all of our affiliates rent out the pool cabanas, and we go from cabana to cabana, finding out information from our affiliates on how they can grow our business. And, of course, we have Thunder Valley there catering And, you know, full beverage bars are available as well. And we have a band in the evening. So the event itself is just fantastic. It's just a great time and it's for a great cause. And I'm so happy that we're able to have that back again this year.
Looking forward to it. Absolutely. Yeah. Summertime. It's time for a summer food drive. When did the food drive start and how long is it going to run?
It started last week, Doug.
And runs through the entire summer. How's that work?
Yes. The need is great. So we're running it through the summer and that way we can continue to help the community with everything that they need during the summer drive, just like in the winter where we have food drives. We have heard from the people that we contribute to that this need is just as great, if not a bigger need.
I was just going to say, we're all programmed to give during the holiday season, and then you guys are doing a food drive during the summertime. What's that all about?
Well, the kids are home. They don't get their school lunches. I mean, that's a big part of it.
Right.
So really, this has come from the entities that we work with that distribute the items or that ask for donations from us have told us how great this need is. And so we can donate food to them. We can donate money to them and fill this need for everyone. Even through the pandemic has made it even worse. There are more people home than ever, and it's a real need in the community to make sure that our elderly and our young people are fed.
I was just going to ask you that, too. How has the pandemic impacted food insecurity issues?
Yeah, I mean, with the food increasing cost.
Right.
So there's about
there's that too.
Right. For the need. Yeah, it increases the need when the cost goes up. So the increase of the need has increased about 50% because things are so expensive. I don't know how people do it sometimes. I know I went to the store the other day. I was going to bake a birthday cake for my granddaughter. I bought five things and it was $35. So I can see how this, you know, need is so great in our community.
Yeah, it used to be difficult to carry $100 worth of groceries into the house. Now, not so much. You can do it with one hand, right?
Not so much. Exactly.
Yeah, I get to work with several local food banks, and they're all really just stunned by there are so many more people that have had food insecurity, people that have never in their wildest dreams think they need to go get some help. You just have to put your pride behind and go out there and get in line and get some food for the family, right?
Absolutely. Pride doesn't have anything to do with it, although I can tell you, I know people feel that way because my grandmother was very poor. She was a widow, very young. And so I know that that's what she talked about all the time was pride. But really, this is about us wanting to help those in need. And if you have a need, then, you know, that's what we're here for. We're all here. And hopefully everybody just feels like this is something that helps everyone feel better to help those that have a time of need.
Yep. Put your pride behind you and just do whatever it takes to make sure the family is fed, correct?
Take care of yourself and your family. Yes.
Yep. We're all in this together. We need to look out for each other and make sure that we all come out of this happy and healthy.
We're a community.
You're listening to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas. My guest is Cheryl Keller, 2022 Placer County Association of Realtors Foundation President. The 2022 PCAR Foundation Summer Food Drive is underway. You can find out more online at PCAR.com. PCAOR.com. Cheryl, let's talk a little real estate for a second. What's going on with the market these days?
Well, Doug, the market's changed considerably, I think, since last year when we spoke. Things are what I would say normalizing. It's still a great market, but you are starting to see more inventory. Rates have gone up, so that has slowed down the demand just a little bit because our inventory is going to remain low. It's been low. It's going to remain low. We just need more housing in general. It's still a great market.
Yeah, and with the interest rates going up, your dollar doesn't go as far as it used to. And it's getting into the busy time of year. People like to put their houses on the market this time of year because nobody wants to have to move in the middle of a school year, right?
That's exactly right. And in our area, that is still the way a lot of people do make their move. Most people move for a family reason, you know, out of some type of a reason for sure. their family, but the schools tend to be a big part of the hot spring market, getting settled and getting those kids enrolled before August. School starts so early these days. So right now we're starting to see a lot more movement and a lot more inventory, and rates did drop down just a little bit. So make sure that as a consumer, you're keeping an eye on that, or you have a great realtor and lender looking out for those things for you. But it's a great time to make that move. You don't have as many people moving out of California right now. And, you know, this is actually a good time for a move-up buyer because there's some inventory for them to pick from. It's usually something in your life, and you need to make a change in your housing situation. And, you know, school is a big part of that. And, you know, Placer County has amazing schools. People are moving here all the time. I'm meeting with a very nice couple from Manteca that are moving to the Rockland-Roseville area because of the school district. And, you know, this is something that repeats all the time in my business. People moving here for our school district.
School districts and being closer to family, right?
Yes. And the beautiful area we live in.
It is a pretty incredible place to live, no question about it. Well, let's get back to the food drive. The PCAR Summer Food Drive is underway. Which are some of the local groups that are going to benefit from the food drive, Cheryl?
Some of our groups that we work with are like the Salt Mine, Auburn Interfaith Food Closet, and the Salvation Army.
Are there any specific items that you're collecting during the summer food drive?
We do. We have quite a list. So it's kind of the basics. We need cereal, ramen, rice, spaghetti, macaroni and cheese, peanut butter. We do need the basic canned goods like corn and green beans, canned fruit, canned soup, canned tuna, pasta sauces. And then any snacks for kids are always great. Anything that's individually wrapped and does not need refrigeration, you know, like a juice box or cookies or crackers, chips, those kinds of snacks for kids are great. And then the personal care products we could always use too, which is laundry soap, dish soap, shampoo and conditioner. We accept financial donations as well, and those checks can be made out to the PCAR Foundation and mailed to our PCAR address, if I could give that.
Absolutely, sure.
It's 270 Technology Way, Suite 100, and that's in Rockland, California, 95765.
All right, I'm going to talk slowly. Somebody's grabbing a pencil and a piece of paper, and they're getting ready to write it down. Give me that address one more time, Cheryl.
270 Technology Way, Suite 100, Rockland, California, 95765.
Where can our listeners drop off donations for the PCAR Summer Food Drive?
The same location as the checks. So the 270 Technology Way, you can deliver to the bins there. They're right in our lobby, and this is our association lobby.
Well, Cheryl, if any local businesses are listening and they'd like to get involved, can they get a bin delivered to their offices?
Yes, they absolutely can. And they would reach out to Sherry, which is a Sheri at PCAOR.com.
One more time.
That's Sherry, Sheri at PCAOR.com.
What else is PCAR and the foundation? What else are you guys doing to combat hunger issues in the community?
One of our volunteer days is at the Placer Food Bank. So our members pre-register to actually help in person. And we encourage the community to reach out to the Placer Food Bank and learn more how you can volunteer as well. It's just it's a fun thing to do, and the need is great. And so they could use all the volunteers they can get.
Well, Cheryl, we're early on a Sunday morning, and in case someone's just joining us, tell me all about the Placer County Association of Realtors. Who are you guys?
Oh, thank you, Doug. So we are a membership organization of real estate agents in Placer County, and we're comprised of about 4,000 plus realtor members and about 500 affiliate members. And we do have some secondary members from what we would call our secondary associations. We also have in our area Sacramento Association of Realtors, El Dorado County Association of Realtors, Yuba County Association of Realtors. So sometimes realtors have secondary associations as well. So we have probably about 100 secondary members.
Right. And you're representing the PCAR Charitable Foundation. When was the foundation formed, and how have you guys provided for the community?
Our foundation was formed in 2011. And as of 2021, we have distributed about $600,000 to Placer County charities. And I'm very honored to say that recently we were able to hand out $25,000 scholarships to our local high school students. And if I could share, this is one of my favorite things. I love participating in the community, but part of giving out the scholarships is that the students write a letter, and they write a letter about what they see it in their future and what they're going to use the scholarship for. And I can tell you this, that every year I'm so impressed with the Placer County students that apply for the scholarships and the way they want to contribute to the world. So every year it's our goal at Placer County Association of Realtors to hand out as many student scholarships as we possibly can. And it drives our fundraising.
Summer Food Drive, we're feeding people, and you guys are also, with the scholarships, educating the kids. And I bet you can go a little deeper. Give me, I know you read a lot of the letters. Is there maybe one or two that stand out, Cheryl?
Oh, you know, there's so many of them. And, you know, the kids today, some of them are working and helping to support their families while maintaining a straight A average, working. And they want to be able to not just provide for their families, but they want to go out there and change the world and make a contribution. And so, you know, a lot of them volunteer as well, and their volunteering opens their eyes up to the needs of the world. And so the kids are just amazing, and I don't have one in particular, but I can tell you that all of them want to make a change in the world. They want to be positive members of society and contribute. Either, you know, they want to be a nurse, or they want to create a cure for something. It's just that the letters are pretty outstanding. Our students are amazing.
That's great to hear, and that's inspiring. We've got a bright future ahead of us, yeah. Well,
it is inspiring. We always hear bad news, and so to hear, you know, the inspirational thoughts and letters of these graduating students is very inspiring.
Well, going back to the food drive, we're all programmed to give during the holidays, but why are you guys hosting a food drive during the summertime, Cheryl?
Doug, you know, we give back to the community. As you heard, we've given over $600,000. And so with that, you know, the people that we give to tell us what the need is in the community, and they have let us know that, you know, we really have a need in the summer for food as much as we do in the winter. And so by this time of the year, a lot of the food banks are running out of money, or not money, but food. And so they need to replenish their shelves, so to speak. And because the prices of food have gone up, and with the prices going up, the need has gone up because of the prices. People can't afford to feed their families. And so the people that feed our community, they say the need's gone up about 50%. So it's a great need. Anyone that could donate, they would be really helping out families that are out there and could use help to feed their family.
And what kind of food are you looking for?
Well, we're looking for staples, a lot of staples. We're looking for cereal, ramen, rice, spaghetti, or any kind of a noodle, I guess. And macaroni and cheese is a great one. Peanut butter. We could use canned goods, all the canned goods, canned vegetables like corn and green beans. Canned fruit is great. And then we need tuna or canned chicken if you prefer canned chicken, like I know you do that.
That's my favorite. I'll give it up, though. I'll gladly donate.
And soup and pasta sauces are also a great item to donate. And we need snacks for the kids. So anything that's individually wrapped or canned and does not need refrigeration would be great for kids, like juice boxes or cookies, crackers, chips, those kind of snacks. Because the kids, they don't have the lunch program right now, so they need breakfast, lunch, dinner, and a snack. And then personal care products, we're looking for some laundry soap, dish soap, shampoo, conditioner, those type of items as well.
Well, what if I don't feel like shopping? Can I make a cash donation instead, Cheryl?
Yes, you can. You can make a cash donation payable to our foundation, the PCAR Foundation. And it needs to be delivered to our PCAR lobby. And I can give you that address.
Yes, please.
It's 270 Technology Way, Suite 100, Rockland, California, 95765.
And if someone wants to get more information, what's the phone number for PCAR, Cheryl?
The phone number, the best phone number is 916-303-7622. And that's to Sherry Ebert, and she's the PCAR affiliate that is helping with our committee for the food drive.
Outstanding. That phone number one more time, 916-303-7622. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Cheryl Keller is the 2022 Placer County Association of Realtors Foundation President. The 2022 PCAR Foundation Summer Food Drive is underway, and that website, go to pcaor.com. Cheryl, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you so much, Doug. We appreciate you. We appreciate everyone that considers volunteering at the food bank and donating to our summer food drive. Thank you so much.
This has been The Public File. If you'd like us to cover your nonprofit, email sacpsa@odyssey.com, sacpsa@audacy.com. I'm Doug Thomas. Be good to each other, and thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.